morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Absolutely. This is Youth Turkey Day. So if you guys are headed out there, and I know that many of you may even be out of the vehicle and headed into the woods, but if you're just, you know, kind of still on the road with the kids in the car, the youths in the car, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, or if you'd like to hear the call letters of the station, it's 410-WCBM-680 or 800-WCBM-680, and that is our call in line for the remainder of today's show. So, we would invite you, if you're headed out there for Youth Turkey Day, to give us a call, and hopefully you'll be able to get on the air, and we'll talk to your youngster about what kind of gun he's using and what kind of shot and where you're going as far as what county and, you know, like that, if you want to. But we'd love to hear that from somebody in their vehicle today. Always like to talk to the kids on their way to a hunting adventure. So, been a busy week. Been a busy, busy week. I've been out talking to folks about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, just doing my work, doing my job, and talking mostly about our upcoming fundraiser. And you can see some of that stuff on Facebook, which is facebook.com/MD Hunting Coalition. We've started to list some of the things that we've been offered, had been donated to us. How about this? I talked to the folks at Buck Bomb yesterday. They're a gold sponsor of the first inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. Now, that's coming up May 30th in Westminster at Martin's in Westminster. And, again, that's all on the website. They donated their suite at the for Maryland football at the Maryland stadium. Yes, you can win through either auction or raffle or whatever, four seats to a future Maryland football game in the Buck Bomb suite. Suite seats, so to speak, in two different ways. SWEET and SUITE. But you got to be there at the benefit to do that. So, you know, and that comes with, you know, beverages and everything else. There's also, for those of you who like lacrosse, there are two seats, also donated by Buck Bomb, at the field suite, which is right behind the player's bench at the Naval Stadium, for a future Chesapeake Bayhawks game, and that includes food and beverages. I mean, what a great day. What a great day for either one of those. So I want to thank the folks at Buck Bomb for that. We ordered a Mission 360 MXB crossbow from folks at Matthews. We've got one, two, three guided goose hunts, two archery hunts, one hunt for stingrays on Chesapeake Bay, a Benelli Montefeltro, a CVA Acura mountain rifle. One of our dealers in Southern Maryland this week, Accurate Guns and Ammo, donated a Remington VersaMax semi-automatic shotgun. The folks at 3J's Archery, Mechanicsville, also donated a youth bow, youth or ladies bow, adjustable draw length, adjustable weight, so they can, you know, use it to practice with and grow into it. That was a bear bow. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on. I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm very, very happy with the way things are going, except for one thing. We're not getting a lot of folks purchasing their tickets this far out, and I understand that. We're selling some tables here and there to some businesses and sponsors and things like that. But I'm telling you, this is May 30th. It's a Saturday after Memorial Day in Westminster, and we are excited about it. We are excited about our first dinner benefit. The food is going to be good. It's a bull roast. We're adding steamed shrimp, turkey, everything. And we got it all the desserts, and you name it, it's there. So we're pretty tickled with that. Now, what has the Maryland Hunting Coalition done? Well, we've gotten information out there about some of the bills that were presented in the General Assembly. And we've done some stuff about it. We really have. We engaged this year our strict liability bills, both passed the strict liability doctrine against waterfowl hunters has been reversed in the General Assembly. The Senate Bill 966, which was a bill that was passed last year when no one represented hunters there, in St. Mary's and Charles County, the deer season was extended through March 29th. It just ended a week or so ago. And we were able to work with the Farm Bureau. We were able to work with Maryland Horse Council. We were able to work with the hunting community there and work out a solution to repealing Senate Bill 966, which has been now been repealed, so that we call it the Southern Maryland slaughter season has been eliminated. Senate Bill 748 would have allowed landowners with deer management permits to sell venison for commercial gain. We rallied a lot of organizations and people together, and we'll have more details on that as far as who we brought together to stand up against that, including the Maryland Bow Hunter Society and QDMA and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. And that that bill 748 never left the committee because of our, we think because of our testimony. So I think we did well. We're going to put our perspective online here shortly. You'll be able to read that on mdhuntingcoalition.org anytime you want. Enough about that. Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, we have Harry Hornick, who's been on our air before. We're going to be talking about striped bass. We're going to be talking about biology. We're going to be talking about the season. Season comes in next week. Both spring turkey and spring trophy season come in on the same day, April 18th. So we have a lot of questions for Harry, and Harry will be here in the second hour. He'll be calling our show, and we'll be talking to him about Maryland striped bass. And what else happened this week? Well, we've just been busy. You know, just working. It's what we do for the outdoors, for the hunters, for the fishermen in Maryland. So, went to Red Bridges on Monday with Jacob. We caught a lot of fish. We didn't catch any sizable fish. We threw just about everything back. We did. I mean, it was, you know, it was a couple inch perch and a couple inch. Jacob caught one legal yellow perch, and we ran into our caller Carl, who calls here, you know, from first day trout season or whatever. Here comes Carl and Carl Jr. walking down the path, and while we were there, Carl Jr. fishing the exact same spot we were fishing wound up catching a beautiful 13 inch yellow perch. So that was a nice deal there. It was Easter Monday. It was crowded, but it was okay. So, apparently I've wound up on some type of mailing list from the Department of Natural Resources. I get a daily update to where the fish are being stocked every day. So, you know, I read it, see if there's anything interesting to share with anybody that I know in my little circle, and, you know, then it gets deleted, but I find it interesting. DNR press release came out this week, and as you know, I haven't been doing a lot with the, you know, like I did with the waterman that got, you know, stopped or arrested for certain things. I kind of changed my philosophy on that a little bit. They got enough trouble. But I will say this. There were three. This is what annoys me. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to tell you what the headline was. On April 8th, two men and a juvenile had been charged with illegal deer hunting as a result of an extensive investigation by the Maryland Natural Resources Police and the St. Mary County Sheriff's Office. I was just in St. Mary's County. I love the folks down there. Justin Arthur Cook, 18, of Ridge, Maryland. That's in southern Maryland. And a 17-year-old male from Scotland, southern Maryland, were charged on March 27th with hunting deer with the aid of a spotlight after officers from both agencies were alerted to a butchered deer carcass dumped in the middle of Point Lookout Road. I was just on Point Lookout Road the other day. Cook, the 18-year-old, was also cited for using a rifle in a shotgun-only county, having a loaded firearm in a vehicle, and shooting on or across a roadway. The juvenile received three additional citations for aiding and abetting Cook. A third man, Patrick William Ridgel of St. Inigo, was charged with aiding and abetting the spotlighting activity. Additional charges are being pursued by the St. Mary County Sheriff's Office. After finding the deer in the roadway at 12:30 p.m. on March 22nd, that would be the middle of the afternoon, or, well, the beginning of the afternoon, technically, but in the afternoon, middle of the day, an NRP officer received a tip naming the juvenile as responsible for dumping the carcass. Officers and a sheriff's deputy went to the juvenile's home and found bloodstains and deer hair on the property in a pickup truck owned by Ridgel. That would be the other 18-year-old who lives with the juvenile's family. The juvenile denied having anything to do with the carcass dumping, but the deputy noticed a rifle with a homemade noise suppressor attached on the back seat of a car parked in the front yard. Clever boys. Clever. The investigation revealed text messages between the juvenile and Cook that spelled out the illegal hunting activity that took place the previous night. While being questioned by NRP, Cook and the juvenile acknowledged shooting the deer while driving along Beachville Road. They enlisted Ridgel's help to get the deer from the field to the juvenile's home where they butchered it. Afterward, they dumped the carcass on Point Lookout Road. Cook told NRP officers that he has killed as many as 13 deer during the 2014-15 season and had checked in perhaps 8 of them. However, state harvest records show just 3 deer checked in. The defendants are scheduled to appear in St. Mary's District Court on June 6th if found guilty. Cook could be sentenced to a maximum of 6 months in jail and fined as much as $6,500. He also could have his hunting privileges revoked for up to 5 years. The juvenile faces similar penalties. Ridgel could be sentenced up to 6 months in jail, fined a maximum of $2,000, and have his hunting privileges revoked for up to 5 years. Now, what annoys me about this whole thing is that three St. Mary's hunters charged with violations and dumping deer on a public road. Okay. Guy said he had a hunting license. He killed 13 deer. St. Mary's County is home to the spawn of Senate Bill 966, which allowed the taking of antlerless deer through the end of March this year. Now, these guys obviously had no respect for the animal. They had no respect for the law, the hunting seasons, or anything like that. So when it comes to a headline, I would suggest to the Department of Natural Resources media people that you would say three St. Mary's poachers charged with violations, dumping deer on public road. I think it gives hunters a black eye. But, hey, that's me. So, for Mr. Justin Arthur Cook, a juvenile, and Mr. Patrick William Ridgel, this is for you.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Be
Utah. You never saw been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Let me tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. I was in there this week, and they are one of the Matthews dealers that helped us with the purchase of the MXB crossbow, and we're very happy for that. But they're actively involved right now in getting ready for turkey season with the Avian X decoys, the shotguns and ammos for spring gobblers, all the calls and decoys and camo that you could want, need, or imagine at Chesapeake Outdoors. And not only that, striped bass season is right around the corner next week, so they've got one of the largest selections of tackle I have ever, ever seen. Rods and reels and tackle, trolling rods and reels for, the big trophy rockfish season coming up. You name it, they've got it. They've got live bait, and we've stopped and gotten live bait there a couple times for perch fishing. And enjoyed that experience getting the live bait because they've got it, and they've got lots of it. Now, they got parachutes and bucktails. They've got the custom colors. They've got the big mojos if you want those deep trolling lures. They even have the big Bubba Blade one kick-ass knife for filleting your fish if you want to do it that way or if you want to release them either way. But here we go, the Bubba Blade knife. And so they're ready for fishing season. They're ready for turkey season. And going forward, they're ready for bow season, too. Of course, they have great camouflage clothing by such makers as Drake and Under Armour. As far as the bows and crossbows are concerned, I mentioned Matthews and Mission, Parker, Barnett, Excalibur, Carbon Express. Those are all crossbows. And, of course, the newest addition to the lineup, Hoyt bows. They are very tickled to have those Hoyt bows in stock at Chesapeake Outdoors. Where is this store located? Headed across the Bay Bridge on Route 50, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Ken Island. It's actually technically Chester, Maryland, but we call it Ken Island. Exit 39B, Dominion Road. Their courteous staff and knowledgeable staff will help you find whatever you need at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Now back this way, if you're hungry for some great seafood, well, oyster season's done. All done. But NBS Seafood on Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie has fresh wild-caught catfish fillets in a 5-pound bag, just $45. They have wild-caught crawfish and live crabs and frozen jumbo shrimp, scallops, and other things from the great state of Louisiana. They even have alligator tail meat, andouille sausage, and gator sausage, if you want. And have yourself a good old Cajun feast for the weekend, if you want. Check it out. You can stop by. They're open Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, and they're also open on Sundays as well. So 2 to 6 on Sunday. So stop by 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. That's right beside Jim Donnie RV. And the phone number, if you'd like to place an order, is 410-271-3202, 271-3202 for NBS Seafood. You'll see them right there along Dorsey Road. NBS, that stands for No BS Seafood. Check it out. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, have you enjoyed decoy collecting in the great artistry of our wildlife artist? Well, you can check it out. If you like waterfowl hunting and scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Brian, go ahead and say wildlife art three times real fast. At the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Admission is just $10 for the weekend. We're going to have a carving competition, a silent auction, outdoor hunting show featuring community and nonprofit organizations. And there'll be 100 decoy artists, wildlife artists, photographers, and artists who will be on hand, along with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. It's a family-friendly festival. It has great food and lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I think we almost caught one the other day. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible, almost said edible, eligible fish. Close, right? Edible, eligible. It's eligible. Fish include all game fish from the Atlantic coast to the clear freshwater Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories. It's freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a tracker, marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Best Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. Perch runs on. Rockfish season just around the corner. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of a clear mountain stream, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down her ass, she would merengue, and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor, they worked from 8 till 4, they were young and they had each other, who could ask for more at the Copacabana.
Apparently so did Barry Manilow. Yeah, did you see where Barry got married this week? He disappointed millions of women out there. And that's all I'm going to say. And maybe a lot of men, I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, he's done. He's off the market. Yep. What was his manager's name? Gary what? Gary Keefe. Gary and Barry. Barry. Gary and Barry got married. How do you say it? Gary and Barry got married. Okay. Good for them. As long as they love each other. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. How about a phone call, folks? I've been chatting here. Chatting along. Hello. Hello. I love when Mark Levin does that. Got a caller on the line, and the guy just hangs up and hesitates, and Mark will start. It's pretty funny. If you ever listen to Mark Levin, I'll tell you, there's a man that I respect with a tremendous wealth of knowledge, insights into our political system, and points of view that you don't hear elsewhere, that's for sure. So, are we on the air? Okay. Well, I would assume that the white perch run with this warmer weather has begun. And on Monday, again, we caught a lot of fish, a lot of little white perch. They were all males, all ready to spawn, ready to go. They were, you could tell, they were ready to go. The yellow perch were all either spawned out females or spawned out males, and they were done too. So, we caught most of our fish on night crawlers, a dart on a night crawler. Just no weight, just tossed it out there, let it drift along with the current. Those fish would grab it. We did notice that the river was full, absolutely jack full of herring. Herring were everywhere. I thought, when we walked up the stream, I thought, oh, here we go. We've got hickory shad in here like crazy. But never got a tap. They were all herring and pretty much all had lockjaw. But just thousands of them. So let's talk to Jay in Westminster. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
What's up?
About a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, you mentioned you were driving around up at in Garrett County.
Oh, everywhere, yeah. I
went through a place called Friendsville.
Oh, yeah.
When I was living in LaVale growing up.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to a Frostburg radio station. I think, pretty sure it was like a radio evangelist had a program, and he always said he was from Friendsville.
Right.
You remember that?
Mm-mm.
Was that Friendsville in Maryland or Pennsylvania?
Nope. Friendsville's right on 219 between Kaiser's Ridge and Oakland.
Kaiser's Ridge, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it brought back a lot of memories. My father he was a fisherman, loved it. And we used to go up to Castleman River.
Oh, yeah.
You know where the old bridge is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still there?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yep.
we'd come up from Frostburg, and I remember you.
That's in Grantsville that you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, I remember as soon as you crossed the railroad tracks, you made a left and went back a lane.
Okay.
And it took you to the Castleman River.
Yep.
And the only thing I ever caught was something called a water dog.
The big giant salamanders up there. Yeah,
yeah,
they're protected now. Yeah,
that was the first thing I ever caught as a kid.
Oh, good grief.
Scared me to death.
I bet. What an experience.
This thing was as big. It looked, at least to me, it looked as big as a chihuahua.
No, I know. They're huge. They're huge. It's Maryland's largest salamander, and they live in the streams up there under the rocks. They have a big, flat, wide head on them, and they call them hellbenders as well. And, you pull one of those things out of the water, you want to cut and run on that deal.
Well, fortunately, it let go of the line and got back in the water. But
that's good. Yeah, they're nasty. Yep. So, but they're very highly protected. So, but that's about the only place you find them in Maryland is up there in those clear streams in Garrett County. That's for sure. So,
how about that?
Yep. So, very nice.
So anyway, my father was a great. He was really enthusiastic about fishing.
Yep.
In fact, and also something else brought to mind. I had an uncle. He had these two brass rods.
Mm.
Somehow he connected to plug it into the. Outlet. Anyway, all these fishing worms would come.
Oh, yeah, the magic worm. I can't remember that thing. Yeah, you took the two. They had two handles on two brass rods.
Right.
And you plugged it into the outlet, and it would send a shock through the ground, and the worms would come up. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
The only problem was all the worms died about an hour later.
Yeah, because you electrocuted them, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for sharing those memories.
All right.
All right, Jay. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mark in Cambridge. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
All right, Al. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I got a question for you. You've talked about a campground down in Somerset County a few times on your show.
Yes.
What's the name of that place?
Chesapeake. Chesapeake something. I'd have to go back and look, buddy. I'm sorry. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it. It's down in St. Mary's County.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on the East for sure.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not St. Mary's County. Down near Crisfield, down in Somerset County.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was in Somerset
County. No. I talk about Somerset County a bit, but let me see if I can find it. Are you planning on going down that way?
Well, I'm heading down to Somerset County right now. I'm doing a little preseason scout for next Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
And I usually turkey hunt up in Caroline County. I had good success up there, but I'm just looking for Plan B. And if I happen to come down this way, I was maybe thinking about checking out that campground.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Somerset County Campground.
Well, you don't have to wait.
Well, I'll find it. Just keep listening, and we'll try and get you the name for it. Let's see. It is. I keep typing. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Just keep listening, and we'll take care of that for you.
That will do. Yeah, I used to take my daughter on the youth spring turkey hunt, but she's a senior in college now, so it's been a few years since we've been out. I miss those days, but, they got to grow up.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I would normally take Jacob out, but Jacob is he's out of state right now. He's in Florida with the family, so we're not doing the youth turkey hunt, and I'm sure he's going to miss it. But here's that campground, Chesapeake Woods and Waters.
Okay, Chesapeake Woods and Waters.
And they're in Westover.
Westover?
Yeah, Fairmount Road in Westover. You want the phone number?
That'd be hard for me to write that down right
okay.
now.
Yeah, they're on Fairmount Road in Westover, Maryland. 2700 block.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alan.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, former sponsor. Don't mind plugging them. Maybe they'll come back. You never know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. If you're headed out taking the youngsters turkey hunting today, give us a call. We know our buddy Tracy Groves has got a group of kids up there in Washington County, and hopefully they're getting prepared and going to be taking care of that. So, hey, for great fishing tackle, for crabbing supplies and up-to-date fishing information and crabbing information, too, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Now, you want to get there? It's very simple. Bud has everything you need for rockfish. He's got the charts for how deep to troll, and how much weight to use, and all that. You take Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles. It's 4729 Mountain Road. That's right beside the service station there. All you need for any type of fishing or crabbing or the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, Fishbones carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. Here's that phone number, 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573. That's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, Maryland. Been a sponsor for a long, long time. And we really enjoy talking to Bud because he really knows what he's doing. Look, if you would like to honor our wounded warriors, there's a bull roast banquet coming up on Sunday, April 26th. It's noon to 6. It's a fundraiser. It's followed by a live concert. And all of this takes place at Timonium Fairgrounds, 2200 York Road in the 4-H Hall. In Timonium, of course, the tickets are $35, $55 per couple. Kids under 10 get in free. It's a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar. And following the event, there's a tribute band to Fleetwood Mac going to be playing. I'm going to give you the information on that. Mark Hoke is the guy. 301-674-4234. That's 301-674-4234. If you would like to attend this event and honor our wounded warriors, we would like to see you there. Now, I may have two sets of two tickets left. We're going to offer those up to any Vietnam era veteran, or Desert Storm veteran. If you'd like to attend and rub shoulders and salute your brethren, just give us a call here at the 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think I have four tickets left, two sets of two. So you can call Mark at 301-674-4234 for the NPLB Operation Second Chance Bull Roast Banquet coming up at Timonium Fairgrounds. NPLB stands for No Person Left Behind. Or you can call Susan Peacock, too. She's at 301-775-7738. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, they had a great sale. And they're ready for fishing. They're ready to rock, so to speak, for rockfish. If you want to head in there, and they're, you know, they got everything you need for every type of fishing. It's starting to break loose now. The weather's starting to warm up, so we invite you to go get your license, get your reels filled with fresh line, pick up some live bait. They've got all the terminal tackle, the lures, the lines, the hooks, the weights, fishing tackle for perch and trout and bass and rockfish. They've got the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes. Everything you need for fishing. And they have the 24-hour fishing hotline, which is 410-247-FISH. That's 410-247-3474. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Been knowing those guys for 30-some years. 410-242-6108 or ClydeSports.com on the World Wide Web. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival.
All right, Rocky Raccoon. Can anybody name that artist? Huh? Huh? Anybody? Let's talk to, talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Al. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a fish fry the other day?
Oh, yeah. We ended up with about 32.
Wow, nice.
They were, you know, pretty good size.
Yeah.
We're going again tomorrow.
Good.
This time I'm taking taking the other two boys.
I got you. Yeah, I would think those bigger fish are going to be in there now, so.
I hope so.
Yep.
Well, if they are, Junior and I will be back down there Monday. It stays off for Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, so. I got you. Well, good. Yep, Red Bridge is a nice place, so.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
What kind of rod were you using?
Good grief, I don't know why. That gold one?
Man, it looked great. It looks like what I've been looking for.
That gold one?
Yeah.
That's a 7-foot, I think that's made by Bass Pro Shop. It's a medium light, and what do they call that? Can't remember, but I bet if you went down there, you could find it. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be headed to Bass Pro Shop.
Nah, it's up to you, buddy.
Like
it's up to you. You know, there's plenty of nice lightweight, you know, that wasn't an ultralight, medium light. You can throw an eighth of an ounce a mile with it. So, you know, but the length has something to do with that. But I just like the way that looked and felt. And
I like the way that the action was when, you know, when you were fishing there across from me.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. So. Yep, well, especially the size fish I catch. I mean, light or ultralight tackle's, you know, about as much as I need, and it's a little overpowering for some of the fish I catch.
But we caught the bigger ones a little bit later in the day.
Yeah, they were getting bigger. You know, as we left, they were getting bigger. So good.
We had a few of them that were 12 inches.
White perch?
Yes, sir.
Nice fish. Yeah.
So, it wasn't like they were just. They were getting bigger as the day was going.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed that. Well, we took out of there because I had to get Jacob home. But, yeah, he had a great time. So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
You mentioned us on the air there earlier.
Well, sure. Well, hey, you were there.
Hey, it was good seeing you.
Nice seeing you, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Yep, bye-bye. Interactive radio. How many hosts do you know that know their guests personally? Of course, been doing this for so long, you know. I mean, the guys that called in were kids when they were kids had kids, and that's true. In this issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Steve Miller, Got a picture of Steve Miller here. He has a big old 220-pound 7-point buck from Montgomery County in firearm season. Took it with his muzzleloader. His dad, Papa Miller, was with him. And Alan had sent a story to the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide 16 years ago. That's Alan's dad, Papa. Alan Papa Miller. When Steve and his brother Mitch went on a youth hunt in western Maryland out in Briary Mountain Lodge. And Mitch had scored on a spike buck, which was his first, and was interviewed as the buckmaster on this radio show 16, 17 years ago. And the father said, whatever time I get with either son is very cherished and very satisfying pleasure for me, how fast they grow up and become men. And there's Steve Miller, and he's full-grown man with a nice buck. You got to instill it in them when they're young. So, which, you know, that's my goal with Jacob. So, well, let me tell you about a couple more of our fine folks that bring you this show. Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 East, exit 39B on Dominion Road. That's Kent Island. They're ready to go for rockfish. They're ready to go for fishing season. I mean, we've got this bothersome spring gobbler season right in the middle of the fishing season, you know, where you got to go out and shoot one of those turkeys. Well, they've got all the decoys. They've got the shotguns and ammo, specialized ammo for turkeys. It is spring gobbler town. I'll tell you, the people on the shore are nuts about those spring gobblers. They really are. And they've got the Avian X decoys in every different size and style. They've got shotguns and ammo for spring gobbler calls, decoys, all the camo, you name it, they've got it. They also are set up for rockfish season with the rods and reels and tackle. The it's the Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Full selection of live bait, frozen bait for anything that you need for trophy rockfish. You've got bucktails and parachutes and mojos and umbrellas and custom colors and you name it, they've got it. And don't forget the great lineup of bows, if you're including the newest, which is the Hoyt brand. It's also the Bubba Blade Knives. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. And let's not forget about the Decoy Festival coming up at Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum and other places on the upper shore there around town. And I'll get you that information here in just a second. Yeah, there it is. If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or even just a scenic walk along the bay, you can do all that at the... Do you ever see that walkway up there? It's beautiful outside the Decoy Festival, and it's coming... Or outside the Decoy Museum, and the Wildlife Art Festival is coming up May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's just $10 for the whole weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show, community organizations, nonprofits. There'll be 100 artists, decoy carvers, wildlife art, photography, with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services, too. It's a family-friendly festival, and there's free shuttle buses that run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard E. Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. If you want the information online, www.decoymuseum.com. Or give them a call, 410-939-3739. 410-939-3739. And let's not forget about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Several categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and invasive species, 65 species of fish from anywhere you can catch them in Maryland. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale where you could win a boat, motor, and trailer package from Tacker Marine, fishing tackle from Bass Pro and Bill's Outdoor Center, Costa Gear, a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Listen, head on out there. Trout season's here. Perch runs on. Rockfish season just around the corner. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain Stream, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fish. Fisher Rules online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Oh, he's done. Good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Maybe one time for one more quick call. Email address here is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We're still offering tickets to the NPLB Bull Roast coming up on Sunday, April 26th at Timonium Fairgrounds. So if you are a Vietnam-era vet, and we would like to honor you. I even said Operation Desert Storm. That was, isn't that when you served, Brian, back during Operation Desert Storm? Ah, I gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you for your service. But, yeah, if you'd like to go, we'd love to have you be able to provide tickets for you for two. So you can do that. And if you need more information on that NPLB banquet, it's 301-674-4234. That's Mark Hoke. You can check that out, too. Well, since we have no caller, I'm going to promote Maryland Hunting Coalition one more time. MD Hunting Coalition. We have our big benefit and dinner coming up May 30th at Martin's in Westminster. Martin's in Westminster. Several of our sponsors have become sponsors of the event. Battery Warehouse is a silver sponsor. W&W Tire and Auto is a silver sponsor. Buck Bomb is a gold sponsor. Quality Built Homes is a gold sponsor. Hollingsworth LLC is also a silver sponsor. And we have some other folks that have purchased tables from us. And some of the groups have helped us out, and including Quality Deer Management Association. We know the trappers are coming and others. So we just want to say thank you to those who are supporting us, and we hope that you can support our work in Annapolis. We've stopped some very, very bad bills from becoming law, including the bill that would allow farmers to sell their deer that they kill on crop damage permits. We don't want to return to market hunting in Maryland. We don't want Maryland to lead the way on that initiative. And that bill is dead. We also had the Southern Maryland slaughter season repealed. We were instrumental in that. But our biggest victory was the repeal of the strict liability doctrine for waterfowl hunters here in Maryland. That is a tremendous victory, and we're celebrating that, too. MDHuntingCoalition.org. We've got a great fundraiser going on right now. There's Orioles tickets up for grabs. So check that out, too. Again, MDHuntingCoalition.org. Love to have you as a free member sign up. Take your shot at some Orioles tickets. Six front row seats. Well, three front row and three second row in a block right at the right end of the home dugout. Orioles are doing good, so check it out. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.